FM, which is still chatting movies, and we told you something completely different to us, and that is Dumbo. Yay!
Yay! I absolutely adored Dumbo back in the day, I'm referring to. Like, it was one of my favorite animated movies. It's from 1941.
What?
Can you believe Dumbo is that old?
My goodness.
If you haven't seen it before, I mean, now's a chance to watch a newer version, but I would still recommend watching the original just to say that you've seen it.
Yeah.
It's along the lines of Snow White. It's all of the typical old school Disney movie. Like, you can't beat them. It is a loose remake of Walt Disney's movie of the same name, Dumbo. It is the first of four remakes that Disney is planning to release in 2019, along with Aladdin, The Lion King, and Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and it's directed by Tim Burton.
You have something very rare. You have wonder. You have mystique. You have magic. Wow! Come with me. Together, we can soar on an elephant's wings.
What's happening? Where are they taking her?
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. Do something. She needs us. Look at me. We're going to bring your mama home.
Aww.
The trailer alone makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
I love elephants a lot.
I'm with you.
And baby elephant, like big ears, crying like I can't.
Hold yourself back, Nats. Hold yourself back.
Emotional.
Goodness.
Yeah, it is. This movie, Dumbo, stars Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, and Ava Green. And it follows a family that works at a failing circus as they encounter a baby elephant with oversized ears who is capable of flying. And then the elephant soon becomes the main attraction at the circus. It is a live-action film, so it's got real people, but loads and loads and loads of CGI.
Okay.
Kind of like how they did Jungle Book.
Okay.
Fun fact, there was a swear jar on set.
What?
Whenever an actor cursed, they had to put money in the jar. And at the end of shooting, the total was given to charity, which is very cool.
That is very cool.
Colin Farrell was the biggest offender.
I was about to say, who swore the most?
I'm not surprised. No. I don't know. He just seems like that kind of guy who's like, you know, super chilled.
I never join any of those swearing jar things.
Because you'll lose.
I will be so broke, you can't even imagine how broke I would be. So whenever friends start those things, they're like, we're going to start a swearing jar. I'm like, oh, F off. I really don't want to be
part of
this.
Oh, well, that's appropriate.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Dumbo.
Anyway, it was filmed entirely on a soundstage. Not even the outdoor scenes were shot outside, which is kind of like, I don't know if I like that. I don't like so much CGI and fake things.
I'm also...
But at the same time, it does look beautiful, and it's a cinematic experience. It's Tim Burton, so...
I'm more of a realistic movie watcher, but I suppose finding an elephant that can fly would be a little bit difficult.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah.
This is Danny DeVito's fourth collaboration with Tim Burton after Batman Returns, Mars Attacks, and Big Fish, which is also one of my favorite movies. In three of them, Danny DeVito played a circus member, and he said that when Tim Burton called him up and asked him to be in this film, Burton referred to the project as the completion of the circus trilogy for Danny DeVito, because he just fits the role so well.
Nice.
There are no talking animals in this adaptation. Instead, the story is revised to include more human characters and focusing more on their perspective.
Okay.
And here is Danny DeVito talking about the animals on set.
There were only, I think there were seven dogs and one snake on this movie, on Dumbo. Yeah. Everything else was CG. And
yeah, there was no elephant in the room.
No elephant at all. It was just a big green kind of like thing that you watched. But the big thing about the doggies on the set, I hung out with them a little bit. They were really cute, but I didn't go near the snake.
I wouldn't either. So yeah, not one real elephant in Dumbo.
That's a bit disappointing.
No, it's actually good.
I agree, because we shouldn't be training animals and elephants to be in a movie. So
exactly.
I'm with you there, Nuds.
So there we go. If you're an animal activist, don't worry. Dumbo is okay. So there we go. Dumbo's out this weekend, and us if you're into horror movies.
Yay, there we go. That's five films with Nuds. We're almost out of here. For now, here's some Warner Case with I Don't Know.